So I will continue with pistachio, and we will move toward the salt-affected orchard. This is part of the same experiment. We have been measuring the ET in two different, as Daniele said. I will not repeat the material and method, but we continue basically with the result. I want to say that when I started to work with salinity was when I arrived here in California, and it was my first experience with salinity, and I thought it was going to be related directly to water use. Then I understand that it was way more complicated, the topic. Salinity affects water use in several ways. There are some direct influence when you reduce soil osmotic potential or degradation of soil structure that affect root activity. But there are several influences that are related to reduced growth of the tree. When you have trees that have a smaller canopy, these affect ET, and ET affect the canopy again back. So these two parameters, reduced growth, reduced water uptake, are strictly correlated. Several of the studies on salinity are on field crop or on pot trees for a few years, but when you go in the long-term effect of salinity, it's really complicated to discriminate between the effect of reduced growth on ET and the direct effect of osmotic potential on ET, because they are related. So our objective were to measure water use of pistachio, so to give information to the growers about how much your pistachio field is, how much water your pistachio field is using under saline condition, but also to develop some functional relationship between soil salinity, light interception, and actual ET. We want to try to distinguish between the impact of osmotic potential and light interception on water use, and at the end provide information for the growers. We had the luck to run into this beautiful orchard. It's really highly variable. There are canopy cover varying in the same plot. So from 25% up to 55%, the plot was managed in the same way from the beginning. So those are hopefully related to soil condition on different soil characteristics inside the plot. And as you can see, we installed 6 ET stations inside this orchard, and the soil condition were highly variable. EC was varying from 5 up to 12 decisiemens per square meter, and SAR from about 10 to 30. We compared the ET of this orchard with the ET of a non-salt-affected orchard, the one that Daniele was describing before. Let's go. In terms of the dynamic of ET, you can see that pistachio has a strong seasonal physiological dynamic, so the phenological stage affects the physiology of the tree strongly. So in the first stage, or stage one in general, is a period in which reference ET is lower and the leaves are still growing. While in stage two, the tree are more draw resistant, and as you can see, this is reflecting the ET because the trees achieve the higher ET level. The salinity in the graphs in the left affect ET, so ET gradually decreases with the salinity. We have S0, S1, S2, S3. This is increasing salinity. There are different spots inside the orchard with higher salinity. And the ET is driven by by the treatment. But the stage of the season where the effect of salinity is higher is at the end of the season, when there is leaf senescence and the fruit are growing, asking for carbohydrate from the tree. In this stage, as you can see, the leaves are strongly affected by the direct ion toxicity of the salt in the soil. This increase the difference between the salt-affected and non-salt-affected treatment. This is a little bit of energy balance. In the up graph, we have a non-salt affected. You can see that the sensible heat flux is really low, while when we move to the salt-affected orchard, so the lower graph, the sensible heat flux is strongly affecting the energy balance. Also, the net radiation is lower. It's about 15 against 20 in the non-salt affected. And in terms of number, we can say that the ET was 32 to 45% lower in the most salt-affected area. And this was due to 18 to 21% lower net radiation and 15 to 25% higher sensible heat flux. The stem water potential measurement reflect the higher stress in the salt-affected area. In fact, midday stem water potential was about 10 bars lower with respect to the low saline and the non-saline areas. This is the relationship between the fractional PIR measured with the mu light bar and the ET, accumulated ET per season. And we are happy about this nice regression, and I want to say that this decrease in ET is related to the decrease in fractional PIR, so on canopy cover, but there is also the effect of increasing salt in the sites. If we want to plot the fractional PIR against the soil salinity, the situation becomes a little bit more complicated because we didn't find a good relation with the EC. As you can see, we have, like, in this graph on the left, for the same EC, we have a high variability of the light intersection, going from, like, about 25 up to 75. When we move to other index, like the SAR, or soil saturation percentage, that are more related to the structure of the soil or to the quality of the soil, so the regression becomes better. So the idea is like the pistachio is resistant to salinity, but probably is susceptible to asphyxia, which is a secondary effect of salt in the soil. And probably then there is a need of more comprehensive indexes to have an idea of what can be the impact of salinity on the ET of pistachio in the long term. The last part of our experiment was trying to isolate the effect of osmotic potential against the effect of canopy cover. We compared four sites. Let's say that two of them were like saline and two were non-saline. And inside the salinity treatment, there were two canopy cover. So in this way, we hope to be able to somehow isolate the two effects. And the seasonal trend, again, you can see that from going from 40% to 70%, the ET increases, and the non-salt affected always had higher ET. And this difference is always higher at the end of the season, when like the salinity is affecting physiology of the performance of leaves. In terms of quantities, the moving from the 40% to the 70%, the increase in ET is about 100 millimeters, both in the non-saline and the saline, while we have almost 200 millimeter increase in ET when we move from the non-saline to the saline. And the relative influence of the sensible heat flux increases strongly when we move toward the saline condition. So it's almost zero in the non-saline condition, while in the saline it goes from 10 to 15. Again, it's a little bit of numbers, like isolating the effect of canopy cover resulting in 13% lower ET in the saline condition. If we isolate the effect of salt or salinity, is 18% lower, and the combination of the two results in 28% lower ET. And as conclusion, we will say that like the salinity may reduce ET up to 45%. This, of course, is related to a combination of ET of canopy cover and saline in the soil. This water that is saved may be used during the dormant season to as leaching water to leach the salt. And I want to add in this part also that this water that is over-applied by the growers in this moment in the valley, because they use KC developed for non-salt affected area, may also have a negative effect for the root system and further affect the tree. Tree performance with respect to reduce water application. And finally, salinity affect plant growth, resulting in less light interception, and then so in less transpiration. But the effect of salinity on ET is related to multiple factors, and there is need to integrate this factor in simple indexes that can help growers to know what is the ET of the orchard by a combination of the two. Thank you for the attention.